Hey Nick.
Hey John.
How are you feeling today? You look a little down.
I just feel so empty, you know. Just feel like a husk of the man I once was. I'm feeling hollow. If only there were like UFOs and lost cities inside of me, maybe I'd feel complete again.
And this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still, the podcast where we answer the strange questions that you never thought to ask. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And I might sound different today.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone out there is wondering if I'm okay, don't worry. My facial hair is growing back.
Yeah, it's bouncing. The sound is bouncing off of your fleshy cheeks.
I hate it.
It changes the timbre.
Yeah. This is actually a really funny story, so maybe we'll just start here. We went glamping this weekend. Shelby keeps calling it camping, but we stayed in a cabin that had electricity and air conditioning and a fridge and a sink and a stove and a TV. We didn't use the TV. But if you have air conditioning, is it really camping?
No.
No, not at all.
I don't know.
Take that, all you people with campers with air conditioning.
I'm taking a hard stance because the only time I went camping was at Camp Mariah.
I don't know what that is.
Mariah Carey made a camp.
Is that real?
Yeah, and I went there on a little trip, and all the teachers got drunk at night around bonfire and while we were sleeping.
So, like, when you were leaving that camp and you're trying to pack up all your stuff,
mm-hmm.
were they like, everything you own in the box to the left?
Yeah, it sounds like you had a really good customer service experience.
No, I was talking about the Mariah Carey camp.
Oh, to the left.
Yeah, everything you own in the box to the left.
They did do that, yeah.
No, I had a really good camping experience, but I packed my razor, and it had, like, a beard trimmer apparatus that you clip onto it.
Well, yeah.
One of the clips that hold it to the razor came off, or broke, and came off mid-shave and
kind of
streaked down my face. And Shelby's like, you can make that work.
Oh,
and I'm
damn,
like,
dude.
I cannot make this
work. You should have put lightning bolts. Or something like that. You love that razor, dude.
I know.
You ride that all over town.
I have more attachments.
Yeah, like the extendabar, so you can hold your bars. You can hold the handlebars over your head when you're riding it around.
Oh, you're talking scooters.
What are we talking about?
I'm not following you. We're going beardless today is the point of that story, and it's really sad.
Yeah, in honor of you, I haven't shaved in 3 weeks.
Yep. Which brings us to today's topic, somehow. What are we talking about today, John?
We're talking about how Earth is depressed, a little empty inside.
It's a little empty inside.
A little hollow.
You know, you hear hollow Earth theory. Maybe you haven't. I don't know how. Like, I consume so many conspiracy theories, I have no bearing on what's, like, a mainstream conspiracy theory anymore. I just assume everyone knows what hollow Earth theory is now.
I wonder
that everyone knows that Britney Spears' voice is actually much lower than it is on her albums. What's played at concerts. You don't know about this? Everyone knows about this.
Yeah. Yeah, these are really mainstream, dude.
So
do the flat earthers and the hollow earthers fight?
You know, this is interesting. there's an episode of Oh No, Ross and Carrie, which is one of my favorite podcasts, where they go to, like, a flat earth meetup and they join a flat earther group. And there were flat earthers that also believed in hollow earth.
Oh, so it's like a little pizza pocket? Like a hot pocket?
Right, how do you reconcile that?
Mm.
So in my mind, all I can think is that they think that we're on some sort of
empty pillowcase.
Like, maybe, I don't know. Or we're just, like, on a plate, and then eventually you can drill through the bottom of the plate. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you reconcile that.
I mean, you gotta come up with something if you want both to work. You can't not believe in a conspiracy theory.
I know. Have you ever heard of Hollow Earth theory before I brought it up?
Probably, like, just in fairy tales and stuff.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Like old legends?
Yeah.
That's kind of where the idea originated.
Or The Descent.
The Descent.
The spooky movie.
I think I saw that once. Was it good?
Yeah, it holds up.
I doubt it. Is that the one where there's like three girls and they're spelunking?
It's like eight girls.
In France.
And they're just, yeah.
Oh, I do remember that movie. I don't think I liked it when it came out, but maybe that's because I was scared and I was like, it's stupid. Like, I was in that part of my life.
Good.
You know? Man, Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth.
I want to know anything about it, please.
The question I wanted... Are you trying to tell me to get started with this episode? I'm not delaying. I'm totally not delaying.
Uh-huh.
No. I do want to know if this is, like, common. Because this was the most voted for thing on our Facebook page to cover this month. And I don't know if that's because people didn't know what it was and wanted to know more, or because they had heard of it and wanted to know more.
Dang, you should hire some researchers then.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to find out. Yeah.
Are you saying I should get some social media researchers on our team?
That would be me.
Two people? Yeah, that's your job. So, if you haven't heard of Hollow Earth theory, it is, as the name suggests, a theory that the Earth is not filled up with, like, nickel and iron alloys, very dense objects, several layers of different types of minerals and rocks and what have, falderol, whatever have you.
Liquid hot magma.
A magma. Yes. As most scientists, I should say all scientists, but I'm sure there's someone with a PhD out there that thinks the Earth is hollow, that the Earth has a crust, it's like the mantle, and then we have like a tiny little layer below that that's like 20 miles thick, and then we have several other layers that compound and make the Earth very dense, and if it didn't have that density, we wouldn't have gravity, because gravity forms because something has mass and pulls other things toward it.
Mm-hmm.
So the sun is so massive and is so big and so dense that it holds tons of objects around it. It holds a bunch of planets, a bunch of moon-sized dwarf planets like Pluto, holds asteroid belts. Like, the Earth is so dense that it holds us to it at a rate of 9.8 meters per second squared, and also holds the moon to it around in orbit.
Yeah, we talked about tides in the moon and stuff too.
Yeah. If we didn't have that density, I'm just going to say this up top, if we didn't have that sort of density, we wouldn't have gravity. And that's going to come up a lot in this episode.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't be able to eat sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah.
Can't digest that as easy without gravity.
You get acid reflux really easily. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be able to use straws. Did you know they can't use straws in space?
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know, but also very good because straws are destroying the planet.
Oh, okay, great. I love this. I changed my mind completely. See? That's called being open-minded, Nick. You should try it.
Yeah. Are you going to bring this up again for like the seventh episode in a row? As we go throughout history, you kind of alluded to this, whether you knew it or not. The idea of Hollow Earth has been around since the dawn of time. Like, we could try to say that one civilization was the first one to think the Earth was hollow, but just name a civilization, and they had people that believed the Earth was hollow.
The Mormons.
Well, even people today think the Earth is hollow, which is why we're talking about this.
They're not a civilization.
They aren't. They're a group of people.
Yeah.
Modern civilization is what you could say. Back in the day, I think it was certainly more popular. It was more tied to religious beliefs. A lot of people thought it was hell. There's also groups that thought it was like the lost city of Shambhala, which is like a utopia. There's several other names for it that I'll get to. I think the theory, for the most part, has lost its gusto in today's modern age. Like, I don't hear a lot of people that actually believe it anymore. One thing I wanted to bring up as we're talking about the history is, you can't really talk about Hollow Earth without talking about the Nazis, because apparently the Nazis were interested in finding out if the Earth was hollow. And pretty much any time you explore a conspiracy theory that was around in the 40s, 30s, and 40s, Nazis are going to come up, because they were not going to leave any possibility of supernatural phenomenon or anything like that unturned, because they could use it. Like, they wanted UFOs to be real because then they could have UFOs. They wanted the Earth to be hollow because then they could have, like, free passage to anywhere in the world. I was listening to a video from HowStuffWorks.com that they wanted to send radio signals up through London through the bottom of the Earth to disrupt with all of their stuff. The kind of stuff they wanted to do with this. So they had expeditions to the South Pole to see if they could find an entrance into the Earth and if it was in fact hollow. And as near as I can tell, they never found it. But there are some conspiracy theorists out there that believe Hitler, of course, never committed suicide. He never died, but he's actually inside of the Hollow Earth right now, or was. Who knows? Maybe he passed away of illness or old age or something, but that's where he actually went when he committed quote unquote suicide.
I mean, that'd be a good movie. I'd like to see him fall in some stalagmites. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those the bottom ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stalactites are the ones, they hold it tight to the ceiling.
That's right.
The mites crawl on the ground like mites. I want to get into some more of the beliefs of Hollow Earth, not just like Hitler lives there, but I want to give a disclaimer that I'm not saying all the people that believe in Hollow Earth believe all of the things that I'm gonna say. It seems like the beliefs are pretty spread out, so some of them are certainly more fringy than others. Like I already talked about UFOs.
Yeah,
like those are on the farther end, I would say. But one thing that came up that a lot of people agree on is that the actual Earth's crust is somewhere between 500 and 1200 miles deep, and that's after the 5 to 12 miles that like the mantle is. So that's like the Earth's surface. And then after that 500 to 1,200 miles, it's just hollow. And there could be things in there. There could be other civilizations in there. It could be just water or oceans. There could be dinosaurs down there. There could be nothing. It could just be air.
Wow.
Some of the
that's a pretty much... I mean, you're going to commit to a conspiracy theory. That's a pretty mild way to go. Oh, it's just empty.
It's just empty. There's nothing in there.
I don't trust the government. It's just empty. There's not. I mean, it's not they're not doing anything.
NASA wants you to believe that it's... Yes. Full, so you don't go down there.
If you fall down, you'll just kind of like float in the middle, yeah. I guess.
That's how gravity works, mm-hmm. Right? some of the earliest theories that still propagate today is that in the center of the Earth, there's a place called Agartha. It goes by a few other names. Some people call it Shambhala. Shambhala originated in the Hindu culture. Taking a step forward to 1692. Got those numbers switched around. The theory really solidified when Edmund Halley of Halley's Comet fame, so we know he knows things.
I've seen it.
He knows things, and you've seen the things that he knows about.
I've seen the comet.
I've seen his comments on YouTube.
I saw it in real life.
He's such a jerk.
I had a dog name.
He's always trolling people.
Yeah, I always downvote his comments.
You finally picked up on my dumb joke. He wrote a paper in 1692 suggesting that the Earth was hollow, and since he was so smart, a lot of people just kind of were like, yeah, maybe the Earth is hollow. One of his beliefs...
Hold on. Yeah. You could say a smart thing and then also believe a dumb thing at the same time?
Yeah.
What?
It happens a lot, actually. Broken clocks right twice a day, as they say. He believed that there were illuminated gases trapped inside the hollow Earth, and those would leak out at the poles and create the aurora borealis. Which, okay. As we know, thanks to our previous episode, that's not true.
It's magnetism.
It is. Magnetism and the sun working to create a beautiful view for us yokels in Iowa and Minnesota to see.
I want to recreate the aurora borealis one day. Let's get giant magnets.
Yeah. Magnets, how do those work? Is that meme still? Okay, I'll move on. The theory really took hold when people started suggesting that there was a star inside of the hollow Earth, and it provided light for any people that lived down there or people that traveled down there to live in and provide warmth and energy. Some people even started suggesting that there were two stars inside, gave them names. I won't go into what those names were because it doesn't matter to me. Just to quickly squash that, because that idea is entirely ridiculous. Some scientists figured, I was curious, so I went out to see if we could calculate what the smallest possible star is, and some scientists were able to figure it out, and they determined that it would have to be at least, I'll just round it to 75,000 miles wide and have a surface temperature of 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. John, do you know how big the Earth is?
Bigger than that, right?
No.
Like, much like we could, like, it's probably true.
No, it's about a tenth of that size. And pair that with the 500 to 1,200 miles that they think the Earth's crust is, that leaves the inside of the hollow Earth between 5,500 and 6,000 miles.
Mm-hmm. I was being facetious.
Facetious?
Facetious.
That sounds like a naughty word.
Mm.
So, no Earth is fitting inside the Earth, let alone two. So, some people think that there's a layer of water under the crust, Shambhala or not. There could be one or several cities down there, or even a vast civilization like we have across the surface of the Earth. Of course, you always hear people talking about the mole people or lizard people living underneath the surface.
Always. Every time I go to the grocery store.
There's Jerry again talking about those lizard people. Some people think that, like, that's where Bigfoot comes from. Some people think that dinosaurs didn't actually go extinct. They just went inside of the hollow Earth. So if you found the inside of the Earth, you'd find dinosaurs. My favorite theory, of course, is that we have UFOs hidden inside of the Earth. And the working theory with that is people will always say, well, how do you explain interstellar travel with these aliens? Like, it would take them thousands, if not millions of years to reach the Earth, no matter what type of spacecraft they have. These people say they're not coming from other planets. They're coming from inside of our planet, and they're traveling to other celestial bodies.
Hmm.
That's where UFOs are coming from. What do you think of that?
I think it's, like, a little more creative than than I thought it would be.
Yeah. The last thing I want to touch on about what's on inside of the hollow Earth is that there's the concave hollow Earth and convex hollow Earth. Both of these, like, when I envision a hollow Earth, I envision, like, people living on the surface of the inside, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. How would you explain that? Like a bowl, and then you sprinkle, like, flour on the edges of the bowl, and then you just put two of those bowls together, and then the flour is the people.
Yeah, so... Are they saying that gravity's on the bottom?
Yeah, like the gravity is on the crust. The crust is just where the gravity's coming from, and people are attached to either side of the crust.
So if you really want to, like, be a loner, you live high up on it,
I guess.
Because the parking's harder to pull off. You don't want to shovel that driveway right at, like, 90 degrees.
No. Well, 3,000 degrees.
Well, I'm just saying the slope itself.
Yeah.
To, you know.
No, I get you. That's called a convex Earth. There's also that's concave. Convex, this was the first time I'd ever heard of this, is where there's other spheres inside of the hollow Earth. So this is actually what Edmund Halley came up with, is that you have the Earth, it is hollow, and then inside the Earth there are two more hollow spheres, and then one more solid sphere in the middle. So there's this tiny little solid ball in the middle, and then like a sphere of air, and then another sphere of crust, and then another sphere of air, and then another sphere of crust, another sphere of air, and then you have where we are on the surface.
Yeah,
the
a little surface. Russian doll.
Yeah.
So why is this guy so confident in his BS? Enough to that we remember this hundreds of years later.
You know, I don't know why.
He had no way to know. Well, he just made this up. But why was it so concrete?
It wasn't concrete. The problem is we didn't know a lot of things about physics and the inner workings, I should say outer workings of our universe back then. So people are like, this guy's a smart guy. He knows what he's talking about. Of course, like, he's got to be right. He was right about that comet. He's right about a bunch of other celestial bodies. Why wouldn't he be right about the inside of our Earth?
Mm-hmm.
And then other people just latched onto that idea and started building more models off of it, which I think I'll get to if I put them down in my notes. there's one other thing to take the concave Earth theory a little bit further. That's where we're on the surface of the inside of the crust. There's also people that believe we are on the inside of the crust. We are on the inside of the hollow Earth, and the universe is in the center of, like, everything that we see in the night sky is actually the center of the Earth.
Ugh.
I don't even know how to reconcile that.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around it.
And the problem with, like, all of this is that there's no evidence, so you can't even just be like, no, this is wrong because blank.
Yeah. And even if that's the case, like, you're just calling the universe a different name.
Yeah.
What difference does it make in any case?
Yeah, we're all going to die eventually, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're all getting sucked into the sun right now as you speak.
Yeah. Eventually, we got to the point where people started looking for entry points and exit points into the hollow Earth. We needed somewhere for all these lizard people and UFOs to come from. Most people suggest the North and South Poles. Like, shortly after Halley came out with his idea, people started coming up with maps to reconcile with it. The most famous supposed entry point is the Kentucky Mammoth Caves that apparently go on so deep that no one has ever explored all of them. The caves are only about 379 feet deep.
Oh.
So that, just toss that right out the window. People look to volcanoes like Mount, I'm going to mispronounce this, Mount Opomio?
Yeah, is there any Paolo on?
Yeah.
Is that Hawaiian mountain?
Not 100% sure. There's tons of other cave systems that people point to. Mammoth Caves, I think, is the deepest cave system, or one of them. I'm not buying most of those claims, because we've drilled, as a society, we've drilled deeper than those caves go. And, I mean, it's not as deep as they suggest that our crust is, but, like, if those caves only go 400 feet deep, you're not getting past that, those 20 miles.
You don't have to overexplain. I get what you're saying. Pizza Hut's not impressed by that deep dust crust.
I just feel like I have to over explain this stuff because there's not a lot of evidence going for this.
Mm-hmm.
And like this is like the Montauk Project, where there's no evidence, it's just one dude's account. Like, there's also been stories of people that have found entrances to the inside of the earth, or they went down a cave system and one of the people never came back, or they found hiking gear in these caves that, like, all this gear was left there and the footprints went in and then there's no returning footprints. Like, these, show me a picture, show me a corroborating story for all these claims. Like, you can't just make the, like, what's that saying, that outrageous claims require outrageous evidence or something like that?
Something like that. Sounds like Sherlock Holmes. Yeah. So I want to do an episode on boredom and the scale of conspiracy theories' connection to it.
Yeah.
Like, if there's any studies on that, I want
to
know.
Yeah, like, the more bored you are, the more you are likely to believe or make up these crazy claims.
Yeah, and then if you throw internet culture into the mix.
Oh, God, the internet culture is so bad. And I don't know if, like, all of our listeners know about the crazy conspiracy theory trend on YouTube, but there's, like, this type of video out there, and I don't even know if you've seen these. They're, like, half an hour long. They're Windows Movie Maker, like, slideshows and transition effects with a voiceover from one of those text-to-speech apps, like Speakonia or something like that.
I've seen these.
They are so bad. And I went to these to find what their supposed evidence for a hollow earth was. And I'm not saying that because the quality is bad, their information is bad. What I'm saying is that they're very hard for me to get through.
Yeah.
Most of their evidence was, and I use the term evidence lightly, were like pictures of dark spots on the earth from like satellite photos. They're like, hey, there's this dark spot in Venezuela. That must mean that it's a hole to the center of the earth. Or look at this dark spot in Antarctica. Of course, at the South Pole, you have an entrance to the hollow earth, right?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Have
I been misreading everything you've been talking about? Okay. Okay. Well, I gotta start thinking about this from a new perspective. I thought this was for Hollow Earth this whole time.
No.
Okay.
Quite the opposite. Some of the other, like, they found, they would take video footage of people exploring the, what is it, the Mariana Trench? Mariana Trench? How do you pronounce that? It's like the deepest
Marinara.
Point. Marinara Trench, the deepest point on Earth.
I'm Italian. Don't beat yourself up.
You just know these things. Mm-hmm. But then they'll look at the video and say, look how it looks like it goes down forever. Well, it doesn't. We know that because we've explored it.
Yeah.
And it only goes down, what is it, like almost 7.5 miles or something like that. So it doesn't go down.
I mean, that's spooky.
It is spooky, and that's really scary. Like, I wouldn't want to mess with that.
7 miles?
The other piece of evidence.
What am I, James Cameraman?
I don't think so. If you are, can I have some of your money?
Yeah.
Thank you. A lot of this, I don't want to call it evidence or a theory or anything like that. A lot of people think the earth is hollow simply based on the fact that we've never been able to determine what's actually inside the center of the earth.
Okay. I had this idea earlier today.
Yeah.
Because I know that a lot of flat earthers, their belief system is based on don't believe anything you can't see, mm-hmm. for yourself. And it's kind of like this weird anti-science thing,
mm-hmm.
but applying scientific principles to it.
Yeah.
Because you could apply that same thing to, like, I don't know, fake news media.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, how do I know that Trump is actually president if I've never seen him in the Oval Office doing presidential things with my own eyes?
Yeah.
Because everything on TV we know can be faked with CGI now.
Right.
So why should I believe that?
What's a positive version of that? How about,
I just said the positive version.
Or when we said there were weapons in mass destruction and there weren't.
Yeah.
To get into a war.
Yeah.
But that's like, I mean, that's, you can't apply it to everything.
Yeah. So
that's our whole point of the show, is to be skeptical, but do research and find out.
These people are just skeptical and then...
End of sentence,
yeah. Well, okay. So going back to like exploring as far deep as we can go in the earth, we have tried to drill down and we've only been able to drill 7.6 miles into the earth.
Okay.
That was in 1970. We haven't been able to drill any farther than that. And that was like done in Russia. Russia or something, so it wasn't influenced by NASA, I'll tell you that much. But the composition of the Earth, just because we haven't seen it, doesn't mean we can't make accurate predictions as to what it is. Like I said before, the density has to be very specific for the laws of nature that we observe. You can observe with your own eyes.
Yeah.
If that's what it takes, you can do some simple math by dropping a ball and calculating how long it takes to drop a certain distance, and that gives you gravity. And then you can use the laws of physics to determine what the mass of the Earth is, which I did. I didn't do the ball dropping, but... In a little bit, I'll tell you about this. I had to go through this absurd calculation to figure out what the gravity would be like if what Hollow Earthers believe is true would be.
Oh, cool.
So we'll get to that because I have some more evidence that they had.
That's another thing that there seems to be a disconnect in the fact that we can do science mm-hmm. based off of evidence and not directly interacting with molecules.
Yeah.
Like how we know the compositions of other planets.
Yeah.
It's just colors and...
Yeah, it's like the way that gravity bends light around it. We know how massive the object is.
There's a whole not I don't even want to say field, but like there's an aspect to science that we can study things without directly interacting with them.
Yeah.
Based on how they influence other things.
It takes some really smart people. It's not going to take some Yahoo on YouTube explaining with Speakonia for 30 minutes to resolve all of the...
I don't know, but it might take some YouTube searching on Yahoo to find what you
Who
need.
Who uses Yahoo?
I don't know. Who uses Windows Movie Maker and text to voice?
That's true. I don't think Windows even provides Windows Movie Maker anymore. I'm pretty sure they don't. Anyway, just to circle back around on the whole scientists are really smart, and they've said this in the past. The scientists that have said the Earth is hollow and that's why you believe it were 400 or 500 years ago. They didn't know a whole lot about how density works.
Germs.
They didn't know about germs. They didn't know a lot of things. So you can't just regress back 500 years when we've made that much progress in science and just say, oh, they were smart. They know what they're talking about. Because how many scientists in today's world that have a doctorate and are currently studying the Earth and its structure and its density would say that the Earth is hollow? I would hope none. And if there is, they need to have their PhD taken away.
That's pretty extreme for someone that hasn't had their name written down in a book, whereas I know that Edmund Halley has. So
it's true. He wrote a book about the Earth being hollow. Jerk. I just want to circle back around to and say that there's a lot of claims that we can't just outright debunk, like one person's account and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is we can take what we know about the laws of nature and use that to debunk the hollow Earth theory. And this is where my fancy math comes into play. So, do you know what gravity is?
I heard of it. I've seen it.
Yeah?
It was Sandra Bullock. She flies around.
Yeah. There's satellites that hit her satellite or something. I never watched that movie. I don't know. It didn't look good. It didn't look interesting to me. I'm sure it was fine, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
But some very nice scientists crunched some numbers to see if a hollow Earth would be physically possible. And I'm just going to come right out and say, they say that if the Earth's crust were only 500 to 1,200 miles deep, it would crumple in on itself.
Oh, man. And you never undent that. You need a giant...
What's that infomercial with the dent popper?
Suction cup thing?
Yeah. You need one of those, a big one of those.
Maybe your Space Force can make that.
Yeah. Are you going to sign up for the Space Force?
Yeah.
So we know that the Earth has gravity. Unless you're a flat earther, then you think that the Earth is accelerating up at 9.8 meters per second squared, which doesn't physically work. I'm not going to go into that. We already did that. The Earth has gravity, and knowing that our gravity is 9.8 meters per second squared, we know that the Earth's average density is 5.515 grams per centimeter cubed. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Someone really smart does. And I also know that the surface crust of the Earth, the materials that are found within it, have a density of 2.75 grams per centimeter cubed,
mm-hmm.
which is about half of what the average density of the Earth is, which means past the surface level of the Earth, all of those materials have to be greater than 5.515 grams per centimeter cubed.
Sure. You mind if I explain it in layman's
Please.
Terms? Nick subscribes to stuff crust.
Yeah. Okay. My favorite conspiracy theory is the stuffed crust pizza theory.
I think it's hollow.
I think it's stuffed with cheese. You think they stuff it with air and just say that it's cheese?
I don't know. Every time I've ever bitten to a slice, it's been
So in order to make up for the rest of the density of Earth, within the center of it would have to have materials with a density up to 13 grams per centimeter cubed. And again, simply put, if there was nothing under the surface, the density would be half of what it is now. And I did a crap ton of math. I figured out, there's a bunch of easy formulas for this online, but I had to do some digging for it. There, you can calculate what gravity is based on the mass of an object, and I think there's like a universal constant for gravity and one other thing, and you plug it in. So I took out the current known mass and density of Earth and replaced it with the density if we didn't have a core, and all that just to say that gravity would in fact be halved, just like the density is halved.
Oh, man.
If the Earth were hollow according to their model. So the gravity would be closer to that of Mars, like mm-hmm. It's not exactly Mars, but it's pretty darn close to Mars than it is Earth.
Yeah.
And you would be able to do some sweet basketball tricks.
That's the first place my main went to, too. I wanted to dunk on the haters. Yeah.
Dunk on them haters. So, like, that's the
with
only...
gusto.
With gusto. That's the only thing that I can present to these people to say the Earth is not hollow. It simply can't be hollow. Unless you think that there is some magical star that's providing more density inside of the Earth. But we also have science to prove that a star can't be that small and self-sustain itself like a normal star does.
I mean, unless it's a Tony Stark.
Stop it.
He has a little thing star in his chest.
Not taking this seriously. That's an arc reactor, John. A miniaturized arc reactor. I'm such a Jesus?
Yeah.
Let me turn this water into wire.
I was going to call you a nerd.
Apparently,
then I felt
Jesus
bad, so
like Sean Connery.
Jesus got me. Yeah, Jesus does sound like Sean Connery. Nobody knew that. It's very little known.
That's a Stranger Still exclusive.
Mm-hmm. It's in the Bible, though.
So did I convince you that Hollow Earth theory is real?
No, dude.
Good. Do you want to recap? We haven't done a recap in a long time.
Yeah, it's so when the Earth was invented,
yeah,
they said, nah, let's fill her up.
Yep.
That was it. And then poured some magma in there. Choo, 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 choo.
Oh, that's the other thing I never said is that I didn't feel the need to go into this, but you know what tectonic plates are, right?
I've heard of them.
It's why we have earthquakes, and it's also like a side effect of magma activity. So our tectonic plates are pushed apart by rising magma that solidifies, and when it solidifies, it gets wider, and it pushes very slowly. It pushes parts of the Earth away from each other, and that's what causes earthquake, because then the rest of the Earth is collapsing in on itself and pushing against itself. And if the Earth were hollow, we wouldn't be able to have tectonic plates and seismic activity, which we know happens. And if you don't think that earthquakes happen, just go to California and experience it for yourself, because apparently that's your rule. You don't trust what anyone tells you. You have to observe it for yourself.
They're going to say that it's just on the surface level. They're moving around.
Yeah, they'll say that NASA installed some hydraulic plates.
Oh, no.
Even though they haven't observed that for themselves, they'll still come up with this harebrained idea.
Yeah, I guess my theory goes back to what we talked about before. Like, it's the living and breathing and being alive is weird enough.
Yeah.
Like, there's little molecules that float around the air that we have to put inside of our lungs so that our blood works with our brain. Like, that's bizarre.
That's already nuts.
Are you kidding?
Why do you have to make up all this crap to make the universe interesting? It already is interesting.
We're in a giant floating ball full of lava.
Yeah, and why do other people have to always be conning you? Why does NASA always have to be lying to you?
Yeah.
They're not out to get you. Why do you think this? Mm-hmm. People, wake up, sheeple.
Yeah, so let's...
I'm using it the other way. You see what I did there?
I saw what you did that. Yeah, I saw what you did there. I count sheeple to fall asleep every night, dude. Don't even worry about it. Take those red pills for breakfast.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this episode is brought to us by NASA. I want to thank them for sponsoring us.
Man, I wish they sponsored us.
We'll get there.
Give me some of that government.
There's some astronauts on Reddit that do Ask Me Anythings and stuff. I feel like it might be a possibility to get an astronaut on the show.
Let's do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of them are active on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll brave Twitter to talk to one of them.
Someone on Reddit posted a picture of Buzz Aldrin the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, look at Buzz Aldrin in his new space suit. And it was like a sports jacket with like planets on it and stuff. It was a really cool looking sports jacket, but I just thought that was... Words are fun, aren't they?
So good. I love when astronauts like lean into who they are, too. Yeah.
Speaking of words, should we take a break?
I think so.
John.
Yeah?
Where can
on a solid Earth filled with magma. on StrangerSlowShow.com.
Yeah, you can also find us on Facebook, where we will be putting another poll up to see what you guys want to hear next month. It'll actually be up pretty soon because we have to record early because I'm going on vacation next week. Going to the Great North up in Minnesota.
Wow, perfect. How did you know that so well?
I've been there a lot. They also say, like, bag.
They do call it pop, though, so, you know,
yeah,
not soda.
Not stupid.
Oh.
Pop is the right way to say it. Ask Twitter. The beautiful thing about Twitter is that we can study linguistics across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And what Twitter did was they used all of their location tracking information to figure out if soda pop, pop, or Coke was the most used phrase for a carbonated canned beverage. It doesn't have to be canned. Whatever, you know what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
Pop is the most widely used phrase for carbonated soft drinks.
Maybe they were talking about their favorite Taylor Swift song, Nicholas.
It's called Context.
Maybe they're talking about their favorite type of corn, Nicholas.
Pop? Corn?
That's my favorite kind of corn.
My favorite kind of corn is sweet.
Oh, do you put little, you ever have like kettle corn? Put little M&Ms in there and stuff?
No, I'm not weird.
Oh, well, I couldn't eat M&Ms anyway.
Yeah, no, milk chocolate and all that. Yeah. I don't really have anything else to talk about to close out this show.
Solidified cow juice is what I call it.
Ew, that's gross. Why do you gotta say it like that? It makes me want it.
Why you gotta eat it?
Why gotta be so rude?
Why gotta be so rude?
It's a song. It's really bad. I hate it.
You don't like it?
No, I hate it.
Nick, why are we fighting?
We can fight if you want to.
Yeah, I'd like to fight with you.
So, we've talked about this before, but have you encountered any conspiracy theories lately that you're like, yeah, I could believe that?
Probably just political.
Like what?
I don't know. I guess when the whole DNC thing was going on, I wasn't sure. That was a conspiracy theory at first, and then it got proven.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that Hillary Clinton is a lizard person?
No.
No?
Probably, like, 100% not.
So, who's that guy on YouTube that does the conspiracy theory videos? He doesn't do them in Windows Movie Maker. You know the guy.
Yeah, Jones.
No, Shane Dawson.
Oh, sure.
I don't like his videos, but I like to learn about conspiracy theories. The reason I don't like his videos is because he always leaves the element of
maybe
this
it's true.
Possible. Yeah. The kind of conspiracy theory video that I want to see is what we do on this show.
Yeah.
Which is, here's the theory, here's why people believe it, and then here's some counter arguments to that.
Well, maybe someday we will be a video.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. If you want to go sponsor us on Patreon, you can do that at StrangerStillShow.com/shop. It'll take you right to our Patreon page for the network, Flying Machine Network, I think we should
I'm so say. Proud of how natural that was that I have to call it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wasn't even trying to plug us, but like, if you wanted to actually have conspiracy theory videos that fact-checked.
What we're going
to
do is you can support our Patreon and the other shows on the network through that Patreon. You get to choose us as the show that you listen to if you're so inclined, and then we get more of the cut of whatever you're donating.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do, our first objective with that is to get some video equipment and make some more visual elements of this podcast.
Right. I do a lot of eyebrow moves.
Yeah, and I do a lot of head shaking, I noticed, mm-hmm. when I'm saying something that I hate. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, it's great.
You get to see that.
Yeah.
You get to see me adjust my glasses and then put my hands up like
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah. Sometimes
you get to see me struggle to not say and then I say it anyway because I can't think of any other word. I'll just start saying confetti instead. Confetti, what do you think about...
It's a little more exciting, a little festive. I like it. I can get used to it.
The reason I brought up Shane Dawson is because I was watching one of his videos and he brought up this... I already talked about the conspiracy theory about Britney Spears and how her voice is at a much lower register, but all like the record labels pitched it up on all of her albums, and then that's why when you go to concerts, she's always lip syncing because it has to be pitched up.
Wow.
And there was video evidence on like Instagram or Twitter where she was singing like a Christmas song or something, and the camera movements were going around her, but the camera movements seemed really unnatural. And if you slowed down the video and pitched down the audio, she sounded like a normal person and the camera movements looked normal, whereas before her voice was like way too weird and not. And I'm actually kind of convinced. Then they showed a video of when she was singing when she was younger and her voice was already much lower than it is on her albums.
Okay.
So when you get older, your voice doesn't get higher.
Sure.
It gets deeper.
No, yeah, I get that. So nobody can ever sing higher than they thought they could.
Yeah, but it sounds weird.
Oh.
It's falsetto?
Falsetto.
That's my favorite video on YouTube. I've shown you that, right?
Yeah.
What's the... I think it's Matt...
I'm not gonna know his name.
Hang on. His name is, yeah, Matt Mulholland, How to Sing Falsetto. And it's not...
It's beautiful.
It's probably PG-13, if not, like, R. It's not, like, gratuitous or anything, but he uses language that might not be suitable for our listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
But go check it out, because it's my favorite video on YouTube ever. So, do you have anything else we need to explore before we close out for the week?
Do you think this episode is going to be long enough? I know you're really worried about that.
I was worried about it.
Yeah. I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.